This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's still several weeks before the fall wild turkey season takes in place, but now is the time to begin that hunt. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the fall wild turkey hunting season is still more than a month away. However, it is now is the time to begin preparations. There is much to do before the opening day arrives. Most any successful turkey hunter will admit that fall hunting includes a combination of outdoor savvy, hunting skills, and luck. Successful hunters usually possess some of each of these skills, and folks traveling backcountry roads during their winter regularly see flocks of wild turkeys feeding in the grain fields. Finding them in the woods, however, is often a different and completely unusual situation. Since fall hunting is only offered in the state's prime turkey turf, this usually means birds are well distributed throughout these counties. The best turkey hunting areas include a mixture of larger, mass-producing hardwoods and crop fields. This interspersion of timber and fields offers turkeys the optimum for cover, food, and brood habitat. And pre-season preparation is likely the most important part of any turkey hunt. Experienced hunters spend a great deal of time scouting unknown turkey areas. By the time the season opens, many of the best hunters know where the birds regularly roost, which direction they generally feed, and how many birds are in a group. Other than the proper firearm and shells, which could be a 12-gauge or even a 10-gauge, quality camouflage is likely to be the most important equipment for a fall turkey hunter. Autumn brings a new look to the Illinois woodlands, and its various shades of brown are the most prominent colors. The best camouflage blends in with the surroundings, and most hunters will also wear gloves and a face mask to conceal the shine from their hands and face. Though good turkey calling is critical to spring hunting, it plays only a minor role in the autumn hunt. I know many successful hunters that hunt during the fall that do not even use a call. Still, there are purists who break up flocks of birds in an attempt to call them back. In either case, a few soft clucks and yelps are the only calls that's needed during the fall hunt. Since turkeys are a fairly large bird, we mentioned that the proper firearm and shells are very important. Most hunters prefer to use a 12 or 10-gauge shotgun with a special turkey choke or full choke barrel. A 20-gauge shotgun is adequate, but hunters should consider using a 3-inch shell. Shot size is a matter of preference, with changes ranging from number 4 to number 6 shot. Pattering the shotgun prior to the season is critical to hunting success. Hunters will find that certain shells and shot sizes perform best for each individual gun, and trying a few different loads at varying distances can greatly improve the odds for success. A hunter takes aim at a turkey some 30 yards away. He needs to know exactly how his gun performs. And some hunters say that wild turkeys lack intelligence. Perhaps this is true, but they are very exceptionally wary. In fact, they must be wary to survive. Most every large creature residing in the woods occasionally has thoughts of capturing a wild turkey for dinner. Perhaps this lack of intelligence, combined with the wariness, is what makes these majestic birds such a challenge. They are certainly unpredictable and often frustrate the most experienced hunter. Still, it's my contention that there's no Illinois hunting experience more exciting than turkey hunting. Give it a try this fall, and I think you'll agree. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced the recipients of their 2018 Outstanding Volunteer of the Year Awards. During this award ceremony, they recognized 11 individuals and members of four groups for their volunteer service to the IDNR. Throughout the state, and our Illinois DNR sites and programs benefit each year from the dedication and commitment of thousands of hours of volunteer service from hundreds of individuals with a passion for public and community service, said IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal. He said, "We are grateful for their service and pleased to recognize this year's award winners for promoting outdoor recreation opportunities and protecting our natural and cultural resources." The Outstanding Volunteers of the Year Award ceremony, honoring this year's award winners, was scheduled for October 18th at the Conservation World at the Illinois Green Industry Association Outdoor Amphitheater on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Group members, individual volunteers, and the public were invited to attend. Honored were Bill Bridges of TAMS for his volunteer service as a campground host at the Horseshoe Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area in Alexander County. Joanne and Mike Fricke of Waterloo for volunteering with the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission and the IDNR for 10 years, contributing more than 3,000 hours on natural resources, stewardship monitoring, and protection efforts on the Illinois Nature Preserves, Land and Water Reserves, and the Natural Heritage Landmarks. Kevin Gooden of Lodo was also honored, volunteering his service at Kickapoo State Recreation Area and Middle Fork State Fish and Wildlife Area in Vermilion County, and this totaled more than 700 hours during the last 2 years. Neil Graves of East Peoria was honored for as an Outstanding Volunteer of the Year for his work on the IDNR safety program and his commitment to furthering hands-on training of those interested in trapping in Illinois. Doug Huesner of Clinton, a retired Illinois conservation police officer, has been a volunteer for the last 3 years at the Clinton Lake Shotgun Deer Hunt for persons with disabilities. And Melody and Russ Howard of Ramsey has been an outstanding volunteer campground host at Ramsey Lake State Park for the past 14 years. Dick McLean of Springfield has been an active volunteer in the Illinois State Museum since 2001, assisting with programs in the museum's children's exhibits, including the Play Museum, and providing additional assistance at special events at the Illinois State Museum. And John Muir of Oglesby has been a volunteer and a board member for the Star of Rock Foundation for the past 14 years, volunteering service at Star of Rock State Park. And Bob Chancel of Chatham brings more than 40 years of experience as a diver and expert on freshwater mussels to his volunteer efforts for important IDNR mussel surveys and mussel relocation projects. Also honored were the Illinois River Hunting Preserve Club, the Mississippi Valley Duck Club of Illinois, and the Southern Illinois Masters Naturalist Kids in the Woods program, and the Star Rock Cleanup Crew. So there was quite a few honorees this year. Okay, we're going to wrap things up for this week. Be back next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.